This is Digital Story Podcast number 974, November 19th, 2024. Today's theme is the 2025 Photography Workshop Season. I'm Derek Story. Whether we gather together in the great outdoors or in front of our computer screens for an online class, TDS workshops are our opportunity to learn new techniques and to share ones we know with others. The 2025 season provides many options for us to work together. And on today's podcast, I'm going to cover what we have in store for the next year. I hope you enjoy the show. So I've been working on this season for quite a bit. I know it's a little bit later than usual to make this announcement, but I wanted to make sure that I had everything dialed in, and in part because we have so many new events, especially for the online classes in 2025. So it takes a little while to build those out and get those figured out. Now, you may also notice today my voice is a little more hoarse than usual, and that's because I went down to Southern California this weekend to visit my son who works for the LA Chargers, and we went to the LA Chargers Cincinnati Bengals football game at SoFi Stadium. My first visit to SoFi Stadium, a fantastic place, an amazing arena where both the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers play. That Chargers game was a fantastic game. Any football fans out there know that. And one of the traditions they have at the game, every time we're on defense, the Chargers, every time we're on defense, and it's a third down, everyone stands up, makes as much noise as they can to distract the offense from the opposing team. And it's amazing how many times it works. The only problem with that is, if you're a podcaster, it takes quite a toll on your voice. But I think I've got enough left in the pipes to get me through this podcast. So I just wanted to give you a heads up if you notice any difference. All right, let's get to the workshop season itself. The link is in the show notes to the 2025 workshop season, and we have a great variety of both online classes and in-person events. They're all there, just waiting for you right now. You can peruse the listings. You can reserve a spot. You can do anything you need to do. And if you need to contact me, if you have a question, go, hey, I really want to go to the Rugged Redwoods workshop. But, you know, then you have a couple questions. Use the contact form. I have a link in the show notes to send me that note and ask your questions. And I will get back to you as soon as possible. I try to provide good information in the descriptions, but there are always individual questions, so feel free to contact me. One other thing I want to say before I get to the actual events themselves is that I have a note here from a first-time workshop participant, and she attended our most recent workshop here in Sonoma County, where we went to Safari West, we went wine tasting. We did all sorts of good stuff. It was really a terrific workshop, and I enjoyed working with everyone. And I thought, you know, for someone who hasn't attended a photography workshop before that's listening to this podcast, I thought this note might be helpful. And so I just want to read you. This is from Janet, and she attended our last workshop. Why was this workshop so special to me as a first-timer at a photography workshop? It wasn't just the amazing locations, which were spectacular, but the leader and the people who were all part of this adventure. I've been taking pictures since my early 20s, now in my mid-60s. I felt inspired at this workshop to get out of my comfort zone. It opened a whole new door to what I can do. The locations for this workshop are what made me want to take it in the first place. Variety. I love variety, and that's what we had. Every place we went offered so much visually. I love the fact that each place challenged me as a photographer. What I liked about Derek's story in his workshop method? Well, besides being a really nice guy, an amazing photographer, I like his approach to being more laid back. I like that he challenged us when we went on photo shoots to take different styled pictures. He was always available to ask for guidance and more ideas to try. The leadership of this workshop was top-notch. This trip was planned out so well. What else was special? Well, it was the people who participated in this event. We all had an instant connection, the fact that we loved to take pictures. This was not a competitive group, which made it even more enjoyable. I felt so comfortable with everyone right away, and they were always happy to share ideas and knowledge. I felt inspired by everyone. Thank you so much, Janet, for those views, because I think it's important. And, you know, one thing that she touched on that I always want to emphasize is that we're here at any workshop, whether it's online or physical, to support each other, to encourage each other, and to help each other become more creative and more technically sound as a photographer. But it's not a competition. We're not trying to outdo each other. You're not going to get, you know, those kind of remarks that sometimes we get at camera club meetings about our work. It's not that kind of thing at all. It's a very comfortable atmosphere. And I think most workshop participants feel very comfortable right away. You know, they get to know the other people. Everyone listens to the podcast. So, you know, there's a commonality there. Everyone loves photography. There's another commonality there. And I would say that everyone wants to have a good time, right? Wants to have a good time. When I read Janet's note, which I really appreciate her sending this, many people come to the TDS workshops as their first photography workshop. And having the views of someone who was exactly in those shoes just a few weeks ago, I think is fantastic. Thank you so much, Janet, for sharing your views. I really appreciate it. Okay, so let's get to the workshops themselves. And you're probably been ready for that now for a few minutes, right? Going, okay, Derek, got all of that. Let's talk about the workshop. So let's do that. Let's talk about the workshops. I'm going to start with the in-person workshops, and then I'll go to the online workshops. And the very first in-person workshop we have is going to be in May. And it's the Rugged Redwood Coast Photography Workshop. Now, I wanted to go back to the Redwoods. I haven't been there for a few years, but I didn't want to go back to the same location that I've done the previous two Redwood workshops for a couple reasons. One is because some people really like working this particular workshop, and I wanted them to have something new. And then also, like Janet talked about in her note that she sent in, I like having variety as well. So it's not just shooting redwoods all the time. It's, you know, the redwoods is our home base, but we're going to do a variety of things on this workshop. So we're going to move up north a bit from Humboldt and get into the Redwood National Forest and the Redwood State Park. So we're going to be north of the Arcata Eureka Airport. And this gives us all sorts of things to work with. We're going to be in different types of little towns and stuff. We're going to be up by Arcata, Crescent City, you know, those kinds of places. And the types of landscapes that we're going to have to work with are going to be everything from the Pacific Ocean, because we're close to the coast there. And the Pacific Ocean in Northern California is just fantastic. You know, all of Oregon and Northern California has beautiful shoreline, very photogenic. So we'll have the Pacific Ocean. We also have the Klamath River to work with. And then we have this collection of parks, both state and national parks, with the overall umbrella called Redwoods State and National Parks. But there's a lot of individual areas, and they each have their own characteristics. Another thing I like about this workshop is that if you are flying in to the airport there, the Arcata Eureka Airport, you're going to be much closer with this workshop to workshop headquarters. Before, you had to drive a fair amount south to get down to Fortuna. Now we're going to be up more north in a much closer drive from the airport. So transportation is going to be, I think, a lot easier. There's something about being inside these magnificent redwood forests that even if you're not taking pictures, they have a vibe that's hard to describe, but you know it once you're there. So I anticipate a terrific event here. If this is one that you're interested in, then make sure that you take a look at the 2025 workshop sites on thenimblephotographer.com. And of course, if you have any questions, ask me about it. But May 13th through 16th, that's where we're going to go. To reserve a spot, it's $250 is the deposit. And the total tuition, which would include the deposit, is $1,395. And that includes everything but accommodations and dinners, essentially. Alrighty? It's a good value. You're going to get a lot for your money, believe me. And it's 4 days. Alrighty, so that's our first physical workshop. Let's go to the next one here. In October, we're going back to the Eastern Sierra. Now, this is another location that's probably been the most popular location in all the years that I've been doing physical workshops, in-person workshops. And that's just because there is such a variety of things to see there. And I'm going to be adding some new things. So even if you've been to the Eastern Sierra workshop in the past, there's going to be plenty to look at. So what do I mean by Eastern Sierra? We actually go up over the mountain onto the other side. So for instance, Yosemite's on the western side of the Sierra, but we're going to go up over to the other side, 395. And our headquarters is in Bridgeport, California, which is just, I love Bridgeport. You know, this is a workshop actually that I have a craving to go back to. I can only go so many years without going up and over to the Eastern Sierra because it's such a special place to me. And some of the locations that we have there, you know, there's June Lake there, there's Bodie Ghost Town, there's Mono Lake, Twin Lakes, Mammoth Lakes, Convict Lake, which is a stop that I added the last time that we went in a place that I love. With any luck at all, I try to time it so that we'll have fall color. We're going to be there October 7 through 10. And I go back and I look at the previous workshops and try to, you know, tweak it. Now, you can never predict fall color for sure, and I can never promise it. But I think our odds are extremely good. And so we have quaking aspens and a number of other trees and plants that show fall color. And it is quite beautiful, especially when you get into these dense aspen groves. They can just be gorgeous. So a lot of the workshop is dictated by where the color is, what's happening with the weather. I mean, things that are constant. For instance, Convict Lake is always beautiful, although it's even more beautiful when the color is strong. Mono Lake is always a special place no matter what. It isn't dependent on color, nor is the preserved ghost town, Bodie, which is a silver mining town. That doesn't depend on color. So we always have this variety of things, but I try to time it so that we do have color. And we have this wonderful place that we stay at in Bridgeport that is very affordable. By the way, one of the things I always take into account on the workshops is cost. Like, I work very hard to come up with comfortable but very affordable accommodations. Same thing with in terms of the other things like, you know, meals and things like that. I always try to keep everything very affordable. And Bridgeport is a fantastic place because we have a variety of things to do there, a variety of places to eat. But yet, you feel like you're going back in time. You feel like you're in the, you know, the 1950s or something, hanging out in this Eastern Sierra town that's preserved. It feels like it's preserved. So it's just lovely. And I just love walking up and down the street in Bridgeport. There's like one main street there. But yet we have all the services that we need there, including electric vehicle charging. There's actually an Electrify America station there in Bridgeport. So electric cars can fuel up as well as gasoline cars. And it's so interesting because it is such a preserved, wonderful little place, yet it does have, you know, some of the modern things like electric car charging. A deposit of $250 will save your spot. Total price is $1,395, and that includes all sorts of stuff, believe me. I will keep you busy and occupied and fed during the day. We have a good breakfast there. The lunches are good. You're usually on your own for dinners, but it depends on what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. The Eastern Sierra Photography Workshop, and that's going to be October 7th through 10th. Most people who fly in come into Reno Airport, but you can also come into Sacramento Airport. It depends on, you know, what you want to do around the workshop. And a lot of folks like to do add-ons for the workshop. So they'll spend 4 days with us, but they'll say, hey, Derek, we're coming out early, or, you know, we're going to stay a little bit longer. What are some of the other things we'll see? And I'll work with you on that to help you put together a total experience, of which the workshop is part of that total experience. And then in November, we are coming back to our classic. This has been a staple of our workshop season for more than a decade now. And that's the Sonoma County Autumn Adventure Photography Workshop, November 4 through 7. And this is the one that Janet attended when she composed her note. The thing I really like about this workshop is that this is a place, Sonoma County, where the TDS workshop headquarters are. This is a place that has such variety. I can put together so many types of shoots. As a facilitator, it's exciting for me. On the last workshop, we went to Safari West. We go out in these crazy safari vehicles, and we're going up and down hills and stuff. The areas where the animals live, it's gigantic. It's acres and acres. So as you go from area to area, when you're actually taking pictures, you're not shooting through cages and fences and all that kind of stuff. You are out there with the animals, and the guides know these animals. Now, the way that we do it, we hire our own guide who is also a photographer. So this is not a standard tour. If you went to Safari West on your own, you could have a tour, no problem. They will accommodate you and they will show you a very good time. What we do is we have a photographer lead us on the tour. We go at the best part of the day to photograph these animals, and the photographer takes us and positions us so that we can get fantastic interactions and photographs of these animals. It makes all the difference in the world having a photographer guide when we're at Safari West. We're the only ones in the vehicle. It's just us. I rent the whole vehicle, the photographer guide, the whole deal. So that's one day. That's only one day right there. We go wine tasting, which is led by a wine educator. And we learn about viticulture and all that good stuff. And we photograph vineyards. Now, the fall color comes later in Sonoma County. So I time it so not only do we have fall color when we're in the Eastern Sierra, but we'll have color here in Sonoma County as well in early November. So that part's cool. Then we have the rugged coast. We also have redwoods here. We went to Fort Ross, which is a Russian fort that's built on the cliffs of the Sonoma coast. It just goes on and on. And every year I change it up a little bit. If you went to one 3 years ago, chances are the 2025 workshop will be different than what you experienced before. Some things will be the same. I think it's always good to have Safari West in there. It's always good to have wine education in there. But the other things I like to mix up. It's 4 days. The deposit is $200. And the total workshop tuition is $1,295. The other thing, great thing about Sonoma County is that the food is very good here. And so you will eat well during the day on this workshop. So that's the Sonoma County Photo Adventure Workshop. And that is November 4 through 7, 2025. By the way, Sonoma County Airport is only 6 miles from TDS headquarters. That's what I flew in and out of when I went down to LA for the Chargers game. This airport is a lovely airport, and you can get to this airport from almost anywhere in the U.S. And if you can fly into Sonoma County Airport, then bang, you're right there. You don't even need to rent a car for this workshop. You're so close. And of course, we can coordinate all that stuff. Plus, we have a train here, and we have all the other normal transportation, public transportation. I just enjoy it. I love it every year. Let's take a look at some of our new online workshops. The first one is going to be in February. It'll start on February 5th. And Rob Knight is coming on to be a facilitator for the 2025 workshop season. Many of you know Rob Knight because, well, he's definitely a known name in our photography world here. I met him teaching at places like Out of Chicago and so forth. Rob is a terrific teacher. He and I are going to be working together in Costa Rica in January. And he's going to lead the online workshop, Becoming a More Creative Photographer. Let me just read you a little bit about what he says. It's easy to study the technical aspects of photography to improve your camera skills. There are endless books, videos, classes, etc. that cover aperture, shutter speed, and ISO. But what about creativity? What techniques can we employ in order to create more compelling and expressive photos? This course will seek to answer those questions. We will discuss how to train yourself to recognize images that make your heart sing. Perception is an important key to creating great work, and we will explore practices to hone our perception. Speaking of great work, what makes a photo great? Is it internal satisfaction or external acclaim? He goes on and talks about it, and you can read the whole description here, but I think this is going to be a fantastic online event. We're having it early in the year, so you can get your juices flowing and that you'll be ready to go out there and take new types of shots in spring and beyond. It's $165, 4 sessions, and all of our online workshops have 24/7 online support. So you'll have an online site where you can post pictures, ask questions, interact with other workshop members. And by the way, the online site that supports our workshops, that goes after the workshop is over, it starts before the workshop starts, you know, it's there all the time and it's cumulative. So we have past members hanging out there, and it really becomes a great place to share knowledge, ask questions, and things like that. So that is going to be in February, Becoming a More Creative Photographer, led by Rob Knight. Then in March, I am leading a workshop called iPhone and Compact Camera Photography with Mobile Post-Processing. And the concept for this workshop is integrating our smartphone, in my case, an iPhone, and I think this workshop will be using the iPhone for this workshop, iPhone 14, 15, and 16 with their capabilities. And we're going to be integrating compact cameras or mirrorless cameras with this because as much as we all love shooting with smartphones, there are times when a nice little compact camera can do the job better than the smartphone. So we're going to find that balance between the two devices. And then post-processing now has become totally viable via iPads and these mobile devices, even on the iPhone itself. The tools that we have, the software tools that we have, the connectivity that we have thanks to USB-C, just being able to put a flash drive, connect it to our iPad or connect it to the iPhone, being able to just put a regular card reader in these devices, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this workshop brings all of those elements together so that we can travel lighter, have more flexibility, don't have to drag our computers with us everywhere that we go. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have a ton of techniques to show you both on the taking picture side and on the post-processing side. And like, for instance, when I went down to LA this weekend, I packed my iPad mini, the latest version of it. I had a little compact camera, the Fujifilm XF10, and I had my iPhone 15 Pro Max. That's all I took. And at night, I was having a blast going over the pictures from the day, editing them, sharing them, all that kind of stuff. So this will be a very enjoyable workshop, and we're doing that in March 2025, $165 for the 4 sessions, plus access to our online site. In April and May, we are launching the first of our new Pro Series, and the first one that we're going to do is Applied Techniques for professional real estate photography. And we're actually going to award a certificate of completion for this workshop. And this is for people who are interested in getting involved in real estate photography as part of their freelance work. This is going to be led by Rob Knight, who does this for a living, right? This is one of the things that he does. He is a professional in this area. This begins on April 9th. I'll read you the first couple paragraphs here of his description. Do you want to know a secret about real estate photography? Many people who photograph homes for real estate agents have no previous photography experience. People jump into this industry every day with an iPhone or entry-level camera and a tiny bit of training. You have a head start over the absolute beginner if you understand even a little bit about exposure and composition. Imagine what you can do with a head start if you combine your knowledge with techniques in real-world experience from a professional real estate photographer. It probably won't take long before the quality of the work in your portfolio set you apart from other photographers in your area. And then Rob gets into talking about the details of this. This is going to go 8 sessions. So this is going to be April and May 2025. And as I said, you're going to get into the details of real estate photography. You're going to really learn the ins and outs of this, I think, very viable freelance opportunity for many photographers looking to add some income to their photography, maybe to buy equipment, maybe to help augment other work that they're doing. Real estate photography is one of the good ways to do that. This 8-week course is only $450, and it has a certificate at the end. And it's going to be led by Rob Knight, who knows his stuff about real estate photography. In June, we have another online course. This one is led by me, and it's going to be Creative Camera Techniques Online Workshop. So this year, I'm not doing a dedicated infrared workshop, nor am I doing a dedicated black and white photography workshop. What we're going to do instead is this Creative Camera Techniques, where each week we do a separate technique. So 1 week, it could be infrared. The next week, it could be HDR photography. The next week, it could be pinhole photography, on and on and on. And what I'm going to do is put together a curriculum so that at the end of this workshop, it has 4 sessions. It begins on June 5th. At the end of this workshop, it won't be just one thing that you've learned. It will be 4 things, maybe even 5 or 6 things, had practice with, we're able to share and get feedback on, all that kind of stuff, all in one workshop. I'm very excited about it. I think this is going to work. You know, I'm going to take all the experience that I have from doing the dedicated workshops, pour them into this, condense them into 1-week modules, and then we're going to have a blast. This begins on June 5th. It's $165 for the whole workshop. And I get into the details of it in the course description, and you should take a look at it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have it in June so that you're ready to go for the rest of the year. You'll be ready for black and white photography or infrared or whatever it happens to be. I think you're going to really enjoy it as well. So that is our photography workshop season right now for 2025. I may add another online course. I'm thinking about that. I have some ideas. We'll wait and see how that works out. Everything is available right now. So all you have to do is go over to the nimblephotographer.com and you can just click on the 2025 workshops and peruse the whole schedule. And if you find something that you like, you can sign up for it right there on the spot. See you in 2025. Here's a news story that I have to share with you because I read it and it just made me laugh a little bit. I hope you enjoy it too. It'll be a nice way to wrap up today's podcast. This grandma AI bot will waste scammers' time by staying on the phone for hours. And this is an article I found on petapixel.com. I have a link to it in the show notes. And the reason why I like this is because we have been talking so much about artificial intelligence. Here's what they have to say. Artificial intelligence is a much maligned technology, with many of us asking if we really need it at all, but a British telecommunications company may have found a useful application for it. O2 has come up with the AI grandma called Daisy, which is designed to waste scammers' time by keeping them on the phone for as long as possible, keeping the crooks away from real people. Daisy is trained on cutting-edge technology, and O2 says Daisy is indistinguishable from a real person. Scammers, believing they have found the perfect target, are unable to tell that they're speaking with an AI. O2 added Daisy's phone numbers to the list used by scammers to target vulnerable people. When the scammers call Daisy, the bot is able to maintain random conversations about made-up family members or fake hobbies. Daisy will even provide false bank details to keep the scammers occupied. Scam calls are a significant problem in the U.S. and the U.K. Millions of Americans receive scam calls every day, with older adults targeted disproportionately by criminals. O2 put out a video about Daisy where the bot reveals that 7 in 10 Brits have been targeted by scammers. The video features clips of Daisy talking to scammers who are audibly frustrated. Quote, "I think your profession is bothering people, right?" says one scam artist. "I'm just trying to have a little chat," replies Daisy. Another one, "It's been nearly an hour," exclaims one scammer. "Gosh, how time flies," Daisy says calmly. Daisy combines various AI models which work together to listen and respond to fraudulent calls instantaneously, and is so lifelike that it has successfully kept numerous fraudsters on calls for 40 minutes at a time, says O2. Anyway, this is a fun little article. They have pictures of Daisy, by the way, on the Petapixel article. You might want to check it out. I just love this post. All right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. First thing I want to say, I want to mention to our Inner Circle members, if you're interested in any of these workshops and you are an up-to-date Inner Circle member, remember, you get 10% off on both the physical workshops and the online workshops. And on our Inner Circle site, there's the discount code that you can use there for a checkout. It's just one of the ways that I like to say thank you for your ongoing support. And if you want to become an Inner Circle member, just click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of The Digital Story. You can sign up there, and then I will send you all the information ASAP. Big thanks to our Inner Circle members for supporting us. And finally, I want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of The Digital Story. These are the folks that provide the knowledge, the reviews, the paper, everything that we need to get the most out of our inkjet printers, to create artwork that we can hand to people, that we can put on the wall, that we can create fine art cards with. The list goes on and on and on. And I just want to mention that we're coming into the time of year where you want to have some paper on hand, because making a set of fine art cards or making a lovely print that means something to a family member or a friend makes a fantastic gift. It really does. It's just oozing with good vibes. And Red River Paper can help you do that. They have a tile on all the pages of The Digital Story. Click on it, nose around, use our discount code to get free shipping. And a huge thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope to see you in 2025 for one of our events. I'm working on more great stuff for next week. Until then, get out there, take some pictures, stay safe. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.